Alaska is number one in the country for traumatic brain injury, and in rural Alaska, where snow machine travel is part of everyday life, the rates are highest. As KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains, the Alaska Brain Injury Network is trying to get the word out that many of the injuries could be prevented by simply wearing a helmet.
Dr. Russell Cherry is a neuropsychologist in Anchorage. He's also a member of the board of the Alaska Brain Injury Network. He's in Dillingham this week to promote awareness about traumatic brain injury, or TBI, which is caused by a blow or a jolt to the head. Dr. Cherry says it's best thought of as a spectrum.
On the very mild end of traumatic brain injury, you have a concussion where you have a relatively minor blow to the head. It resolves in a very short period of time, you know, typically 2 to 3 weeks. On the other end of the spectrum with severe traumatic brain injury, what you'll typically have is a skull fracture. You'll have hematoma, a brain bruise. Often they'll have to perform surgical operations to relieve swelling on the brain.
In the most serious cases, Dr. Cherry says patients can be in a coma for weeks to months and lose memories, physical and cognitive abilities. Dr. Cherry, who worked at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage before going into private practice, says at his old job he was seeing 4 to 5 people per week from the bush with brain injuries.
The most common scenario would be a male 15 to 24, usually intoxicated, snow machine or ATV, no helmet.
That's almost the exact circumstances that brought Shannon Small from the village of Aleknagik near Dillingham to that same hospital on the 5th of January, 1993.
When I thought it was cool to party and drive my snow go, I went out and drank a half of a half gallon of whiskey for a birthday present, and I wanted to drive my own snow go after I drank. I hit a 5-inch tree and then took a 70-foot jump after I hit the 5-inch tree. The people I was following came back and found me head first in the snow and unconscious.
Shannon remained that way for months in a coma at the Alaska Native Medical Center. When he finally woke up that March, Shannon's dad, Stan, was at his bedside. Shannon had to relearn a lot of things, and it took some time for him to even recognize his own father. Stan says he quickly realized that the son he knew was not the same.
Well, Shannon went from being the number one student. He could read 90 mile an hour. His mathematics was good, had straight A's, and all of a sudden, he can't see as well as he used to, so he can't read. His primary memory kind of left.
Today, Shannon is on medication to regulate behaviors and moods associated with his brain injury, and he's just entered treatment for substance abuse. But Stan says the message he wants people to get is,
whether you're drinking or not, if you wreck the snow machine and you ain't got a helmet, you ain't got much of a chance.
And that's the same message that the Traumatic Brain Injury Network is trying to get out. Each year, 13 people are hospitalized for TBI in the Bristol Bay region alone. Jill Hodges, the executive director of the Alaska Brain Injury Network, says the injuries have several causes.
In Alaska, you know, we live a pretty active lifestyle. You could be on a bicycle and you could fall. If you were shaken or your head was hit in a domestic violence encounter or an assault encounter. The other one is falls, and it's so easy just to slip and fall. You could be on a snow machine and hit something hard.
The network has a famous athlete helping them get the word out, specifically about the importance of wearing helmets, Olympian Callan Chiflik-Sifsoff, who grew up in Dillingham.
We live in a state that's unique in that people use snow machines and ATVs to get around, and so it's even more important to wear a helmet because it's something that we use routinely and as a mode of transportation, not just recreation.
The snowboard cross champions giving away helmets during her visit to Dillingham to raise awareness about traumatic brain injury. To learn more about TBI, you can visit www.alaskabraininjury.net. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.